Well, only 7 weeks away from this wonderful tournament in our backyard. There's another wonderful tournament happening in our backyard. Do you hear that Radio Pro segue? I was actually kind of proud of myself.
Nicely but done.
Kindly joining us right now. There are 100 ways to introduce this person. How about assistant coach with the University of Michigan's women's golf program under head coach Jan Dowling and AJ Newell. Congratulations on your Wolverines. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the first Big Ten title in program history. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. They had a great year. It was super fun. We're really lucky to have a good group of hardworking girls and, you know, very happy to see them be successful on the golf course this year.
Well, that is outstanding. And another thing that's outstanding, as I mentioned, how about this? The Epson Tour, Ann Arbor's road to the LPGA is going to be at Travis Point Country Club, and you are going to be playing. What an exciting time for you. Congratulations. And
it is,
obviously
it is.
Good luck, but tell us about the event.
Thank you. Yeah, it's Epson Tour Road to the LPGA. It's really the LPGA's future stars are going to be here playing. I played quite a few years back when it was the Symetra Tour, and the girls I played with are now on the LPGA, and not only on it, but they're winning, and they're winning majors. So it's a great opportunity for the people of Ann Arbor to come out and watch, you know, these girls that they're going to see on TV in the next few years. And the unique thing about the Epson Tour is there's not a ton of ropes. They don't keep you super far away from the pros. So it really is a great inside the ropes experience. And we're super excited to be here in Ann Arbor competing this week.
You know, a pretty cool thing as well. You can't beat the price. It's free. Go out there. DTE made this happen. Go out there and see some great golf. You know, one of the things we were talking about off the air, as a matter of fact, is doing whatever we can, AJ, to promote the game. And this is a great opportunity in our own backyard for people to enjoy some fantastic golf.
Absolutely. It's a great day to bring your family, bring your kids out, and just get them up and close and personal. These girls are so happy to have any fans coming out to watch them. I guarantee you, you'll get a second of someone's time, and they'll always stop and sign autographs or take photos, whatever you'd like. So it really is a great chance to get out. It's a free, easy, cheap day to go out and watch some golf. We're going to have some beautiful weather, so I'd encourage anyone who can to go out.
Practice on the 13th and 14th. There is a pro-am on June 15th. And then the 54-hole championship, the 16th through the 18th. Kindly joining us once again, AJ Newell. AJ, you were telling us off the air. I hope I don't embarrass you by bringing this up. But you haven't played in a tournament, what, in about 2.5 years?
It's been exactly 2.5 years since I've played a competitive round of golf. So I'm very, very excited to be teeing up this week. I certainly felt like my competitive years were over with, but it's exciting for me to get this opportunity to play a few more events this summer. And I'm just so, so thrilled to be teeing it up this week.
Yeah, I was going to ask, is it nerves? Is it excitement? Is it a combination, a bunch of things that you know, you've got that smile right now that's kind of frightening me. I don't want to go on the course with you, but all jokes aside, what are you feeling? Is it more jacked up, or are the nerves kind of kicking in a little bit?
I'm a little nervous. I definitely started organizing some things today, which usually happens when I'm getting nervous for a tournament. But honestly, I'm just so, so excited. It's been so long since I've gotten the chance to do this. And I'm honestly looking forward to those first tee jitters. It's been so long since I've felt them. And competing has always meant the world to me. I absolutely love it. And, you know, while I've watched more golf than I've played this spring, you know, I've learned a lot by watching our team. And I feel like I'm about as ready as I can be for this event.
Once again, it's the Epson Tour, Ann Arbor's Road to the LPGA at Travis Point Country Club. Go out there, support the game, watch some fantastic golf. Once again, practice on the 13th and 14th, the Pro-Am on the 15th, and then the 54-hole championship, the 16th through the 18th. A field of 156, AJ. I mean, for the benefit of people out there, Most tournaments have a field of 144. This is going to be 156.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a big field. We're lucky that we have a lot of sunlight here up in Michigan in the summer, but quite a big field. So a lot of good opportunity for people to come out and watch some really good golf. And yeah, it's going to be awesome. I got out today and played 9 holes out there, and the course is just in absolutely fantastic shape. So they've done a great job getting ready for it. And I'm sure it's just going to keep getting better as the week goes on.
You know, one of the things that we've talked about on this show is finding a way to bridge the gap between the men's side and the women's side. And Liv comes in and they're throwing money around, and I'll tell you point blank, I hope they start throwing money your way. And to that, I say the LPGA. But talk a little bit about this Epson Tour. You are familiar with it. Of course, formerly the Symetra Tour. Mm-hmm. It's got to be difficult for some of the players to keep grinding it out, huh?
It is. It absolutely is. It's, you know, we talk about how the LPGA isn't making enough money, and I sincerely don't think those ladies are. And you look at the Epson Tour, which is their developmental tour, and, you know, some of these girls, you can be in the top 20 on the money list. You can maybe get your LPGA card by being the top 10 at the end of the year, and you're still not making enough money to cover your expenses. So these girls out there are doing it because they love it, and, you know, they see their future in it. So no one works harder than they do. They're all carpooling to get to the tournaments together. They're staying in host housing, which, lucky enough, you know, I think they've been pretty successful finding host families here in Ann Arbor. But, you know, we talk a lot about the journeymen on the PGA Tour who've been around forever and finally get a win. But the same exact thing is happening on the ladies' side. And these girls work so, so hard, and they do it, you know, generally losing money each year. They just do it because they love it. So it's, you know, they care about it a lot, and it means the world to them when people come out and watch and support them.
Now in its 42nd year, the Epson is going to be at Travis Point Country Club. Got to be pretty exciting for you. You have a few people, I'm sure, that you know, but one that played for the University of Michigan. I think I would be remiss and if I didn't let you talk about that and how, what an interesting scenario that must be for the both of you.
Yeah, it's going to be so fun. Ashley Lau getting a well-deserved sponsor invite this week. She's a fantastic player, an even better person. And this is just going to be such a great opportunity for her to compare her game against the pros. And I think she's going to be surprised by how good it is and how close she is to being ready to play professionally. And, you know, it's going to teach her a lot about her game and show her what she needs to work on to be ready for it. And also give her a little bit of a taste of like what it feels like just to be on tour and what it feels like to tee it up in a professional event, which certainly by the time you turn pro, there's a few different pressures on you, but it's just going to be a great experience for her. I'm so excited to be playing in the same tournament as her, you know, a little bit nervous, of course, because sure, she's going to play a lot better than me, but it's just going to be so fun. And I'm just so, so excited for her. She's such a great person. She's been an absolute joy to coach, and she just really deserves this week.
Well, I think our own Jordan Young would throw his 9-iron at me if I didn't mention that there's going to be an Eastern Michigan Eagle playing as well. So there you go, Jordan. I mentioned the Eagles, so you won't yell at me. Of course, Jordan played for the Eagles. AJ, is there anything else you want to throw in there and talk up this event? Because I think it's great for the game of golf. Not only do I wish you success, but I wish all the ladies success. And the one thing we all have in common is a love for this game and wanting to promote this game. So I'm going to lob a softball to you and you go ahead and crush it.
Yeah, you know, I think if you're a local family or you have kids or some young daughters, I would absolutely try to get them out to watch at some point this week. I remember when I was a kid and I went and I watched my first LPGA event in Orlando, and I watched Brittany Lincecum walk down the fairway. And I remember saying to myself, this is what I want to do. And, you know, probably about 10 years later, I was playing in a practice round on the LPGA Tour with Brittany Lincecum, all because I'd seen her play when I was a little kid. So if you have kids, if you have daughters, and you're thinking about coming out and watching this week, absolutely do it. You never know how that could influence her or how that could change her life. So definitely try to do that.
That is awesome. Travis Point Country Club, June 13th through the 18th, Thursday, first round tee time, 7:30. Last tee time is 2:00. Hey, they even have great things for the fans. A hole in one contest that is hosted by the orthopedic specialist, PC Ann Arbor, Michigan, will be held on Saturday. And did we mention great golf and the great price? It is free. compliments of our friends at DTE. AJ, I wish you all the best. Congratulations on a great season at Michigan, and good luck in this and beyond. We're all going to be keeping an eye on it, and I'm sure we'll catch up again.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
AJ Newell kindly joining us here. Once again, hey, Mike, this is great. Fantastic.
It is great.
In our own backyard. Awesome.